Have you ever like stopped and thought about how those plastic boxes you see literally everywhere, how are those actually made?
Yeah, from little tiny pellets to like a big durable storage bin.
It's wild. Well, get this. Today we're going deep on injection molding.
Oh,
You're going to
cool.
figure out how it works, all the steps, the materials, even how they make custom designs. We're
Yeah.
using this awesome source. How does an injection molding machine produce plastic boxes?
Hey.
And honestly, it's way more interesting than you might think.
I bet. It's like, when you see all those identical boxes, it's crazy how precise and efficient that whole process has to be.
Right.
And to think they can make millions of them.
Right. Okay. So, like, imagine this. You start with these tiny little plastic pellets,
Right.
and then boom, you've got a toolbox or like one of those clear cases they use for electronics. How does that even happen?
Okay. So, first things first, you got to melt those pellets down, turn them into liquid.
Okay.
Then you inject that hot, melty plastic into a mold, kind of like a really high-tech cookie cutter.
Oh, I see.
Once it cools down and hardens inside that mold, ta-da, you got yourself a plastic box.
So simple yet so complicated. But hold on, it's not just about melting and shaping, right?
Yeah.
The type of plastic's got to be important too, depending on what the box is going to be used for.
Totally. Think about those milk crates they stack up outside grocery stores. Those are usually made from HDPE, high-density polyethylene.
HDPE. Got it.
It's super strong, perfect for holding all that weight.
Makes sense.
Now, if you need something flexible, like a squeeze bottle, you'd use LDPE, low-density polyethylene. So yeah, the material really makes a difference for strength, how flexible it is, and how long it lasts.
It's like matching the right plastic to the job.
Exactly.
So besides those, what other kinds of plastics are out there?
Let's see, there's polypropylene. It's called PP for short,
PP.
known for being really resistant to fatigue. So you'll see it in stuff like storage bins that get used a lot without breaking down. And then for those clear display cases or food containers, you use polycarbonate or PC
Okay.
because it's transparent and tough at the same time.
Wow, it's like a whole science. But let's go back to that mold. It sounds like it's super important for how the box turns out in the end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The mold's like the blueprint for the entire box. It decides the shape, obviously,
Yeah.
but also the exact measurements, the surface texture, whether it's smooth or patterned or whatever, and even how strong the whole thing will be.
So it's way more than just a simple hollow shape.
Way more. These molds, they have so much detail, it's unreal. It's like a high-tech puzzle where every little bump and groove matters.
Wow.
That's how they make sure every single box comes out identical, with the exact right size and finish.
That makes so much sense. I'm starting to see why it's called injection molding, but what about if you need to make something complex, like a box with separate sections inside or a fancy design?
Okay, so for those really detailed designs, you actually might use a mold that's made of multiple parts. It's like a 3D puzzle, almost.
Oh, wow.
The mold has sliding sections that fit together perfectly to make all those little details and to make sure the plastic doesn't warp as it cools.
So there's some serious engineering involved, especially if you don't want any imperfections in the final product.
You got it. And it's not just about how it looks. A well-designed mold makes the whole process super efficient, too.
Really?
Yeah, you can make boxes faster and you waste less material, which is good for the environment and the people making them.
So it's like a win-win. So far, we've got the basics down, right? Melt the plastic, shoot it into this crazy precise mold, let it cool down, and boom, plastic box. But why use injection molding in the first place? What's so great about it for making boxes?
Well, first off, speed. These machines can crank out boxes so fast, it's almost unbelievable.
Really?
And it's all automatic. And when you make stuff faster, it costs less, which is why you see so many products made this way.
That makes total sense, especially if you need millions of boxes. But what about quality? Does making things super fast mean you have to sacrifice precision?
Nope, not at all. Injection molding is all about consistency. Every single box that comes out of the same mold is going to be pretty much identical, down to the tiniest detail. And this is really important for things like packaging for electronics. You need those parts to fit together perfectly.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a phone case that's loose or a battery compartment that doesn't close, right?
Exactly. So yeah, consistency is key. And remember those crazy mold designs we were talking about? Well, that's another big plus of injection molding.
Oh, yeah.
You can make some seriously complex designs. Think about all the different features you see on boxes. Compartments, lids, hinges, those interlocking parts.
Right.
All that's possible because this process is so precise and versatile.
So it's not just boring old rectangular boxes anymore. It sounds like there are tons of design possibilities.
You got it. And here's another big one. Strength and durability. Because the plastic's injected under pressure and spreads out evenly. Those boxes are tough. They can take a beating which is why they're perfect for everything from toy bins to toolboxes.
Okay, so we've got speed, precision, crazy designs, and they're super strong. No wonder injection molding is so popular. But what about custom designs? Can you make unique boxes using this method?
Great question. And the answer is yes, absolutely. Actually, injection molding is amazing for custom stuff because you can create a mold that captures every single detail you want, no matter how unique or complicated it is.
So if I wanted a box with a specific shape and size, and maybe even some cool features like a built-in handle or a lid that snaps on, injection molding could handle that.
Totally. The mold basically becomes the blueprint for your custom box.
I see.
You can add logos, make crazy shapes, throw in functional parts, you name it.
I've never thought about it like that. It's not just mass production. There's real artistry and science involved in making these everyday things.
It's true. And you can choose the material based on how you'll use the box.
So, like, if I need something really tough to hold heavy tools, I could use that high-density polyethylene, the HDPE. But if I want something more flexible for delicate stuff, I could use the low-density kind, the LDPE.
Exactly. You're getting it. You pick the right material to design the perfect box for whatever you need. Let's say you're making a case for electronics and it needs to fit all the parts perfectly. You'd want a material that holds its shape really well so the box stays exactly the right size.
Right.
Or maybe you're designing a fancy food storage container. You could choose a material that's easy to clean and maybe even has some antibacterial properties.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, with custom injection molding, you get to combine design flexibility with material science to get exactly what you want.
This is blowing my mind. I had no idea. There was so much thought and precision behind something as basic as a plastic box. It's like a whole hidden world of design and engineering.
It really is. And there are even more advantages to using injection molding when you're making custom stuff. Remember how we talked about how precise and consistent it is? Well, that applies to custom boxes too. Every single one will be identical. And if you need to order a bunch of them, the price per box gets really good, which is awesome for bigger projects.
Mm.
And because those injection molding machines are so efficient, you can get your custom boxes made quickly, even if you need a lot of them.
So we're talking precision, good prices, fast production, and of course, all those awesome design options. Custom injection molding really does have it all.
It does. And as technology keeps getting better, the possibilities for customization are just going to keep expanding. We're already seeing some super intricate designs, new materials with even more amazing qualities, and totally new manufacturing techniques that are pushing the boundaries of what we can do with injection molding.
That's incredible. This has been such an eye-opening journey into the world of injection molding. I'm already looking at those everyday plastic boxes in a whole new way. Now I see all the ingenuity and technology that goes into making them.
It really shows you how creative people are and how we can use science and engineering to create the things we use every single day. And like we've been talking about, the field of injection molding is constantly changing, with new materials, mold designs, and manufacturing techniques popping up all the time.
It's exciting to think about what the future holds. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from how the whole process works to all the details of mold design and the benefits of custom injection molding. What are the key takeaways our listeners should remember?
If we zoom out and look at the big picture, it's clear that injection molding is super versatile and efficient, and it's changed the world around us in so many ways. It lets us make a huge variety of products, from simple everyday things to highly specialized stuff, and it's incredibly precise and consistent.
And it's not just about cranking out identical products either. You can customize the molds and choose from tons of different materials, so you can use injection molding to create unique and innovative designs.
Exactly. And like we talked about, the industry is working hard to deal with the environmental challenges of plastic. They're exploring new materials and manufacturing techniques that are more sustainable.
That's good to hear.
It's a journey, for sure, and there's still a long way to go. But the fact that sustainability is a big focus for the plastics industry now is a really positive sign.
So next time you see a plastic box, take a second to think about all the clever design and precision that went into making it. You might even start to notice the specific design choices and materials they used.
And remember, it's not just boxes. Injection molding is everywhere, shaping the products we use and depend on every day.
This has been an amazing deep dive. I feel like I've got a whole new perspective on the world of plastics and all the amazing technology that goes into creating them.
It's a fascinating field, and I'm always excited to see what new innovations come out.
Thanks for sharing your expertise with us. And to you, our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of injection molding. We hope you've learned something new and maybe even gained a newfound appreciation for those ubiquitous plastic boxes we often take for granted.
Until next time, keep exploring and asking questions. There's always more to discover.
And we'll be back with part two of this deep dive into the world of injection molding, where we'll discuss.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to get into.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, it really is amazing how much goes into it when you really stop and think about it. You know, you've got those material scientists always working on new plastics with even better qualities, the engineers designing those intricate molds, and the creative designers coming up with new box concepts.
Right.
It's this perfect blend of science, engineering, and art.
It's true. And like you said, it's easy to forget about all that when you're just using these things every day. And it's not just boxes, right?
Yeah.
What else is made with injection molding?
Oh, tons of stuff. Toys, electronics, car parts, medical devices. The list goes on and on. It really is a super versatile process.
It's incredible to think how much injection molding has changed the world. I mean, it's made so many things more affordable and long-lasting, and that's made them accessible to so many more people.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating example of how technology can have such a huge impact on our lives.
Yeah.
But we can't forget about the whole environmental side of all this plastic either.
You're right. That's such an important point. We have to think about the impact of making all this plastic and figuring out how to deal with plastic waste.
For sure. And the good news is more and more people are becoming aware of this, and the industry is starting to come up with some really innovative solutions to make injection molding less harmful to the environment.
What kind of solutions are we talking about?
Well, for one thing, there's a big push to use recycled plastics in injection molding.
Okay.
That way we can keep plastic out of landfills and we don't have to make as much new plastic.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like giving those plastic pellets a second life.
Exactly. And on top of that, researchers are hard at work trying to develop plastics that can biodegrade, meaning they break down naturally in the environment.
Oh, wow.
Now that would be a total game changer for reducing plastic pollution.
It sounds amazing. Are biodegradable plastics being used in injection molding already?
They're still in the early stages, but they have a ton of potential. And there are also new designs for the molds themselves that can cut down on waste and energy use during production.
So it seems like the industry is actively looking for ways to make injection molding more sustainable.
Oh, absolutely. There's this growing understanding that sustainability isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's absolutely essential for the future of manufacturing.
That's really great to hear. It seems like pretty much every industry is facing these questions about being environmentally responsible, including the plastics industry.
It's a challenge for sure, but it's also a huge opportunity to innovate and create a more sustainable future. And we can't forget that consumers are getting more aware of the impact of their choices too.
Right.
People are actively looking for products that are made from recycled materials or that come in packaging that can biodegrade.
I've definitely noticed that too. It seems like people are really paying attention to where things come from and how they're made.
Yeah. And it's a good thing because it's pushing companies to change and make sustainability a priority if they want to stay competitive.
It's a good reminder that we all have a role to play in making things more sustainable, whether it's through the choices we make as consumers or through coming up with new innovations as manufacturers. But speaking of innovations, what about the role of technology in all of this? I know computer-aided design or CAD is used everywhere these days. How does that play into injection molding?
Oh, CAD has been a total game changer for injection molding.
Really?
It lets engineers create super detailed 3D models of the molds.
Wow.
Which helps them to get the design just right so the material flows smoothly and you don't end up with defects in the final product.
So it's like taking those super intricate mold designs we talked about and bringing them into the digital world?
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. CAD software can actually simulate the entire injection molding process.
No way!
So the engineers can spot any potential problems and fix them before they even make the physical mold.
That's incredible. It's like having a virtual testing ground for your mold designs.
Yeah, exactly. These simulations help them use materials more efficiently, reduce how much energy they use, and make production time shorter. All of which helps to make the whole process more efficient and sustainable.
So CAD is really pushing the limits of what's possible with injection molding.
Absolutely. It's such a powerful tool, and it's helping to drive innovation and improve the whole process from start to finish.
This has been such an insightful look into the world of injection molding. I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for all the complexity and ingenuity that goes into something as seemingly simple as a plastic box.
It's a testament to human creativity.
Yeah.
And our ability to combine science and engineering to make the things we use every day. And as we've been discussing, injection molding is constantly evolving with all these new innovations in materials, mold design, and manufacturing techniques always on the horizon.
I can't help but wonder what the future holds for injection molding. What new materials and designs are we going to see? What role will sustainability play in shaping the industry?
Those are great questions to think about. One thing's for sure, the future of injection molding is going to be shaped by our desire to create a world that's more sustainable and innovative.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen so much progress, and with more research and development, who knows what amazing advancements are coming next.
I'm excited to see what the future holds for this fascinating field. Okay, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We explored the entire process, from those tiny plastic pellets to the final product. We took a close look at mold design. We talked about how versatile and advantageous injection molding is, and we even touched on the really important issue of sustainability. What are some of the key takeaways you think our listeners should keep in mind?
I think the biggest takeaway is that injection molding is a really transformative process, and it's shaped the world around us in so many ways. It allows us to create this huge variety of products with incredible precision and efficiency, and the options for customization are pretty much limitless.
It's not just about making cookie-cutter products either. It's about bringing together scientific principles, engineering expertise, and creative design to produce things that meet all kinds of needs. And as we discussed, the industry is really making an effort to address the environmental concerns about plastic sustainability is becoming a core value.
Exactly. It's a dynamic and ever-changing field with research and innovation constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So the next time you see a plastic product, take a moment to think about the intricate process and the innovative thinking that went into making it. You might start to see those everyday things in a whole new light, appreciating the combination of science, engineering, and design that brought them to life.
And remember, it's not just about the products themselves, but also about working towards a more sustainable future for the plastics industry.
This has been such an incredible deep dive, and I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and insights with us. And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this exploration into the world of injection molding. We hope you've learned something new and maybe even gained a newfound appreciation for the ingenuity and technology behind the things we use every single day.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and remember there's always something new to discover.
You know, it's funny when you really think about it, like all this complexity goes into something as simple as a plastic box.
Yes.
Amazing. So for our listener who's maybe just learning about injection molding for the first time, what would you say are the most important things to keep in mind?
It's important to remember that injection molding isn't just like one single process. It's a whole interconnected system.
Okay.
You need the right materials, the perfectly crafted mold, and the knowledge to make it all work together. And it's not just about making a bunch of identical things. The real magic is in how customizable it is that opens up so many possibilities.
You're so right. It's like a recipe where you can change the ingredients in the mold to come up with something totally unique.
Exactly.
And of course, we can't forget about sustainability, especially now with everyone concerned about plastic waste.
Absolutely. But the good news is the industry is making changes and moving in the right direction.
That's good.
We're seeing a lot more use of recycled plastics, research into biodegradable materials and smarter designs for the molds that minimize waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process and there's still work to be done, but these advances are really promising.
It's definitely encouraging to see that progress being made. So for our listener who might be looking at a plastic container right now, what's something they could think about that we haven't talked about yet?
That's a great question. I'd encourage them to think about the design choices that went into that specific object. Why was that type of plastic chosen? What features were added to make it functional? And how does the design affect its durability and how long it'll last?
Those are great questions. It's so easy to just use these everyday things without thinking twice. But when you start to consider the design and engineering behind them, it gives you a whole new level of appreciation.
I agree. And who knows? Maybe it'll even inspire our listener to come up with some innovative ideas of their own.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe they'll be the one designing the next generation of sustainable and groundbreaking plastic products.
I love that idea. Well, this deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. I've learned so much about something I never really thought about before.
It's been great sharing this with you.
And to our listener, thank you for joining us as we explored the amazing world of injection molding. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive and that you came away with a newfound appreciation for the ingenuity and technology that goes into creating the things we use every single day.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and remember there's always something new to discover.